Chapter 12, Cultivate Integrity and Character. Adversity is normal in life. It can develop character, strength, courage, self-confidence, and self-belief. To define character, the dictionary uses words like fortitude, honesty, and distinctive. I use words such as persistence, courage, and self-reliance. For years, I've had an ongoing verbal battle with several people about the value and importance of letting people fail, not helping them at every turn of life's wheel, and not giving them whatever they think they need or are entitled to for them to succeed, survive, or even just make it through another difficult day. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in a safety net and support system at those critical times in people's lives when they really need it. It can often mean the difference between overwhelming discouragement and making it through another day. I also believe that the more you help some people, the less you help them in the long run. Now I ask you, if you help someone every time they're in need or have a perceived need, what do they learn? They learn that their life outcome is always in someone else's hands. They learn that whenever you're in trouble, you just pick up the cell phone and call for help. They develop the attitude that just because they are here, they deserve everything. No one owes anyone anything. Parents don't owe children an education. They provide it because they love them, can afford it, or want to, but not because the children are entitled to it. Companies offer employees opportunities for growth, responsibility, and opportunity for economic freedom, but they do not owe the employee respite from life's troubles and challenges. Life is not easy. When you make it too easy for people, they seldom develop the ability to handle those future tough times when those who've helped them in the past are no longer here or are able. The problem is that these people never learn self-reliance, self-confidence, the skill in handling life's difficulties, or character. And the need for these will come sooner or later, I guarantee it. I'm reminded of Tom Hanks' role in the movie Castaway. Would his character have survived better or sooner with help? Maybe, maybe not. But would he have developed the same inner strength, courage, self-belief, and self-reliance in the process? I sincerely doubt it. Integrity and trust go hand in hand with character as qualities for success. It's not possible to have one without the other. If you trust someone, it's most likely because they are trustworthy, they have ethics, integrity, and character. If a person lacks any of the three, they will generally lack them all. So, what is integrity? There are many people more expert than me who have written books, articles, and given speeches on this important topic, but let me give it my best shot here. Integrity is behaving in such a way that you know that your every action, your words, and deeds, and thoughts, yes, your thoughts too, would be posted on the company bulletin board or the internet for all to see. It is the willingness and ability to do what is right, not what you think is right, and there is often a difference. Most people who have been brought up in the right surroundings know what is right. Yet they hope that they can get away with something, anything, and that their words and or actions will remain forever locked in their own mind. Sooner or later, we all get caught. We may not get caught in the way we were anticipating, but there is a law of cause and effect in place that's been operating for millions of years. Break the rules, you pay the price, no matter where, in your health, relationships, career, and so on. The question we must ask ourselves when we consider doing what is not right versus what is right is, can I handle getting caught? Is the price worth it? How will I react to getting caught? Wouldn't it be easier to just deal with the truth all the time? The answer is yes. So why do people misrepresent, lie, tell little innocent fibs, and so on? I don't really know. We are all guilty, at least one time in our lives, and most of us several times, of shading the truth with what we feel is a justifiable cause. Is this wrong? I'm not a moralist, but I do believe that character and integrity are related. Here are a few simple questions to ask the next time you are considering anything less than truth, integrity, or character. First, what will I lose or gain by dealing in untruth or poor ethics? Second, who will be impacted other than me? Third, is it easy for me to shade the truth and do I do it often, and if so, why? And fourth, if I deal only in the truth all the time, what will that do for me? Yes, there are many successful people who have virtually no ethics, integrity, or character whatsoever. The media has been filled with them for the past few years. But I ask you, if you viewed these people with the previous 11 success qualities in mind, would they even made the initial cut? I seriously doubt it. So you might say, but some of them achieved financial independence, wealth, fame, and so on. Well, I'll leave you with one parting thought. Were these people successful? I mean, really successful?
You've been listening to our Success is a Decision audiobook by internationally best-selling author and renowned speaker, Tim Connor, brought to you by Perfection.us. Listening to this collection is preparation for your next segment called Learn. We hope you enjoy the dynamics of our sensational process called Listen, Learn, and Live, realizing the success in you, because life is too short and you have too much potential.